So you have decided to build a brand. Congratulations. You have also decided, consciously or not, to do it in a way that guarantees nobody will remember you, nobody will choose you on purpose, and every dollar you spend on marketing will work approximately 3 times harder than it should have to. This guide is for you. Follow these steps carefully. They have been refined over decades of observation. The results are consistent. Step 1. Pick your 3 brand values. Every brand needs values. Yours should be chosen from the following pre-approved list, which has been statistically confirmed to appear in the brand guidelines of at least 74% of businesses currently operating in the English-speaking world. Integrity, innovation, excellence, quality, passion, community, transparency, customer first. Pick 3. Do not worry about which 3. They all mean the same thing, which is nothing. The important thing is that they appear on a slide deck that gets presented to the leadership team, approved without discussion, and then never referenced again in any actual business decision for as long as the company operates. If anyone asks what your values mean in practice, change the subject to your mission statement. Step 2. Write a mission statement. Nobody can argue with. A great mission statement should be so broadly worded that it could apply to any business in any category on any continent without modification. Aim for something in the range of to empower people to live their best lives through innovative solutions that make a difference in the communities we serve. Read that sentence again. Now try to identify what industry it describes. You cannot. That is correct. That is the goal. The mission statement exists to appear on your about page, be read by nobody, and give new employees something to memorize during onboarding before they forget it entirely by their second week. It should inspire feelings of mild warmth and no action whatsoever. Avoid at all costs any mission statement that is specific enough to exclude someone. Exclusion means you have a point of view. Points of view are uncomfortable and may alienate potential customers. You want all the customers. You will get none of the loyal ones, but you will want all of them. Step 3. Choose a color because you like it. Color psychology is a real field of study with decades of documented research on how specific hues affect human perception, emotion, and purchasing behavior. Ignore all of it. Instead, pick a color because it is your favorite, or because it looked good on the mood board, or because your spouse preferred it over the other options, or because the designer said it felt right and you did not know how to evaluate that claim, so you agreed. For best results, choose one of the following: navy blue, because it feels professional; teal, because it feels modern; coral, because it feels friendly; sage green, because it feels sustainable. Do not ask what the color is communicating to a stranger who has never encountered your brand before. Do not ask what it says next to every other brand in your category, 3/4 of which have made the same choice. Do not ask what happens to it in single color, reversed, embroidered, or at favicon size. It felt right. That is enough. Step 4. Get a logo from someone who is very talented. Find a designer whose portfolio you love. Tell them the following: you want something clean, modern, and timeless that feels professional but also approachable and reflects your brand values of integrity, innovation, and excellence. They will ask clarifying questions. Answer them with adjectives: luxury but accessible, bold but not aggressive, simple but distinctive, familiar but unique. They will produce something. You will have feedback. The feedback will be: can we try it in blue? Can the font be friendlier? Can we see an icon version? Can the icon represent growth or connection, or maybe both? After 4 rounds of revisions and a conversation in which the words "just something more us" appear at least twice, you will arrive at a mark that looks reasonable on a white background at medium size and will never be tested at any other size or in any other context. File this under Brand Identity Complete and move on. Step 5. Write copy that could have been generated by a committee because it was. Your website needs copy. The copy should communicate that you are a trusted leader in your industry with a passion for delivering exceptional results for clients who deserve nothing less than the best. Here is a template. At Company, we believe that vague aspiration should be achievable by anyone, everyone, the world. That is why we are committed to doing the thing you already said you do with integrity, passion, excellence. Our team of experienced, dedicated, passionate professionals is here to help you, support you, partner with you every step of the way. Leave the bracketed sections as they are. They work fine. Do not, under any circumstances, say anything specific about who you are, for what you actually do differently, or why someone should choose you over the 17 other businesses in your category whose websites say the exact same thing. Specificity is a liability. It closes doors. You want all the doors open. You will have no idea which room anyone is in, but all the doors will be open. Step 6. Launch your social media presence. Post 3 times a week. Content should rotate evenly between motivational quotes over a branded background. The quote should be from someone famous and have no specific relevance to your business or your audience. Behind-the-scenes content showing your team being a team, smiling in a meeting, holding coffee, looking at a laptop together. A product or service announcement written in the tone of a person who is excited about something they are contractually obligated to be excited about. Engage with comments by responding, "Thank you so much," to everyone, regardless of content. This communicates warmth. Do not post anything controversial, opinionated, or specific to a particular point of view. You want to appeal to everyone. You will appeal strongly to no one, but you will have avoided the discomfort of standing for something, which was the real goal all along. Step 7. Measure everything except the right things. Track impressions. Track reach. Track follower growth. Track website sessions, bounce rate, average time on page, and the number of times your logo was downloaded from the press kit page. Do not track whether anyone chose you on purpose. Do not track whether your audience can describe what makes you different. Do not track brand recall, message clarity, or the percentage of customers who would genuinely miss you if you disappeared. Those numbers are harder to get and more uncomfortable to sit with. The impressions numbers are easier and go up more reliably. Optimization is about what you measure. Measure the things that make the slide look good. Step 8. When nothing is working, rebrand. After 18 months of consistent execution of steps 1 through 7, you may notice that growth is slower than expected, customer acquisition is more expensive than it should be, and nobody can articulate what makes your business different from the other options available to them. The diagnosis is clear. The logo needs updating. Commission a new one. Return to step 1. The values stay. The mission statement gets minor wordsmithing. The color shifts slightly warmer or cooler. The designer hears the same adjectives. The copy gets new synonyms for exceptional. You are now ready to repeat the cycle indefinitely. Now, in all seriousness, here is the thing about satire. It only works when the target is real. Every step in this guide describes a decision that real businesses make every week, for understandable reasons, with entirely good intentions, producing entirely predictable results. The values that say nothing. The mission statement that excludes no one and therefore reaches no one. The color chosen by preference instead of strategy. The logo tested by opinion instead of function. The copy that sounds like every other company in the category. The social presence optimized for comfort instead of connection. The metrics that measure activity instead of meaning. The rebrand that restarts the cycle without fixing what caused it. None of it is malicious. Most of it is fear. Fear of being specific enough to lose someone. Fear of standing for something strong enough that someone disagrees. Fear that distinctiveness is arrogance and that a point of view is a risk. It is a risk. The alternative is guaranteed forgettability, which is also a risk, just a slower and quieter one. By the time it shows up in the numbers, the decisions that caused it are years in the past and much harder to trace. You do not have to follow this guide. You can build something specific, honest, and genuinely worth remembering. That is harder. It is also the only thing that actually works. You know where to find me. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.